Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, on April Fool's Day this year, the Canadian government increased our carbon tax by 23%. And now they've temporarily frozen the federal tax on gas because Canadians can't afford it no more. They're partially responsible for the problem and now they've given us a solution. No wonder 40% of Canada's top 1% of earners have left the country for places like the United States. And our government is even throwing the idea out there that if Canadians want to leave the country, maybe they should pay the government $500,000 as an exit tax. Up next, will this ever change? That women are always seen as innocent until proven guilty and men are guilty until proven innocent. It's far worse than that because feminists see men as guilty even when they're proven to be innocent. The only good thing about this case is that Hollyweird flushed Miss Turd from trying to destroy Depp. Even when men are proven innocent, the stigma attached to them usually costs them their family, friends, and work. Number three, 250,000 white British women have been raped over the last 25 years. And you just know that the British government will probably argue that it was all their fault. People on the left are saying this is right-wing propaganda. I'm sure it is, but that doesn't mean that the grooming gangs and grapes aren't real. Here they are, the fine English chaps that groomed and graped their way through Britain. Moving on, what's the most important question you can ask a woman on a first date? How about are you married? Or how about were you born a man? I wouldn't ask if I could eat off her plate. I would just do it to establish dominance. But more important question should be, are you a liberal, how much personal debt do you have, or how about if there's a history of mental illness in your family? You can also ask her if she's vaxxed. Number five, what does this image mean to you? It means that the guy on the left needs to stop simping and lose some weight, and that the woman on the right needs to stop trying to beg Tyrone for commitments. Also, looking at the image on the left, all I can think about is, don't buy women flowers. Also, the image on the right isn't very accurate because if it were, she would be at least double her height, the way that we see here. Up next, millennials aren't having enough kids to replace the US population. And Allman says that it's because rent is $1,500 a month and jobs pay $12 an hour. That's partially correct. But also because of smartphones and social media sedating people with too much dopamine. The fertility rates are collapsing all over the world and it's only accelerating as urbanization gets worse and technology replaces relationships. Number seven, this Arizona inmate ended three PDF inmates in his prison in only one day. And he said his goal was to take out 13 of them because he wanted to save taxpayers the money. He's not the villain we thought he is, but he's the hero we never expected. But then again, he really is a villain because he raped a female corrections officer during a prison riot that he started. He's just as guilty as they are. He was probably just trying to avoid accountability. Moving on now, here's an actual hero, Henry Cavill. He walked away from a $50 million film deal because he called it part of woke and toxic culture. I knew this story was too good to be true. It's a viral story from January of 2026. I'd be surprised if any studio would actually pay him that much. He's not part of the woke left and doesn't play ball, so why would they reward him like that? He's not black enough and gay enough to get such a deal too. Number 9, here's another fake story that's been circulating around the internet. That this is the actor playing Ray Boyd, the small kid from the film Jerry Maguire, to prove to Tom Cruise is a vampire that never ages. Tom Cruise may look like he never changes, but neither did Dick Clark from American Bandstand, until he dropped dead one day. The same goes for Casey Kasem. Up next, why are Gen Zers not applying to jobs that don't post the salary? Probably because they think that either the job doesn't exist or the company is just trying to lowball them when they qualify for that job. I'm guessing that employers will eventually post salaries for their fake jobs just so they can collect resumes and other personal information on Gen Z. Previous generations didn't need to worry about their data being mined like this by corporations. Number 11, is this the most female tweet of all time? with Natalie saying that women dating older men is normal, but men dating younger women is just weird. Women see this from two points of view simultaneously. They're fine with men dating younger women if they're that younger woman, and they're not fine with younger women dating older men if they're an older woman. Men her age dating younger women than her is weird because she's jealous. Moving on, Canadian food banks are turning away international students because they're abusing the system. What will the Jeets do now that they can't scam free food from the system? Canadians and their institutions finally have Jeet fatigue. Food banks are running out of food for needy people, and at the same time, the same thing is happening in the West as well as places like Australia. This also wasn't recent, but started happening in 2023. Number 13 is the truth that you can't wife a girl who loves attention from other guys. That's why men shouldn't get married, because all women love attention from those other guys. If you want a relationship with a woman, why not have it while living apart? You won't drive each other crazy being in each other's spaces and give each other a chance to miss each other, which means you'll want to be with each other even more. I've asked women this and they hate the idea. They want to live with you if you're together so they can milk you. Up next, speaking of women, why is it that women lose 2 to 3 friends when entering a relationship? Probably because their friends can't deal with the fact that she's happy. I remember when I was in long-term relationships, my exes would tell me how their sisters and friends didn't approve of our relationship. Meanwhile, some of their friends were flirting with me. What does that mean? But the final question for this enigma is obviously envy and jealousy. They don't want to see others having what they want. Number 15, Bill Hader was fired working in a movie theater after spoiling the ending of Titanic to a group of girls who made fun of him. Talk about being based. What did he say, though? That the ship will sink? Or did he share that the main female protagonist would fall in love with a homeless man and he would turn her into an alpha widow? Or did he sing the song, "My Fart Will Go On" for these girls? Or maybe he told them that the ship made it to the United States because dolphins intervened. It could happen. Moving on, remember guys, hate the game and not the player, as Spanish soldiers have changed their gender to female for added benefits and higher pay. If you can't beat women, and by that I mean beat them in a fair fight, then join them instead, I suppose. As long as you don't chop off your wiener schnitzels, then I don't see a problem with this. This is how you win in our clown world. Number 17, here's one of the No Kings protesters. And here I thought this is somebody from the Road Warrior. Lady Humongous. Either that or Mad Max Fatty Road. I'm going to go in on a limb and say the taxpayers ended up paying for that chair, and you know the gas prices must be getting crazy if people are starting to look like this. This is what she thinks she looks like. Up next, Palantir CEO Alex Karp says that only 2 types of people will survive the AI era. The tradie working as an electrician or mechanic, or the neurodivergent person with autism, ADHD, or dyslexia because they think differently and solve problems in unusual ways. That's a relief, because I'm the second type. AI imitates people for now and doesn't create new styles. It can only copy human creativity and innovation for now. It can't come up with any new genres or ideas. Number 19, how is this for a joke? That spending money on your girl can make you healthier and extend your life. From my experience, it just makes you a brokey. Plus, women obsessed with materialism are usually just gold diggers. They are the most expensive of prostitutes if you marry them. I believe what this tiny hat is saying. But she wants to destroy the family to weaken people. I want men to use technology to replace the family for the sake of humanism. Moving on, this was me a handful of years ago. Just like this guy, I was screaming out, "Please help me," as my kidney stone was causing the worst acute pain I've experienced in my life, for about an hour or two, and the doctors weren't giving me any morphine or oxycodone. I keep some in supply now just in case I get another one. The nurses suspected it was a kidney stone too, but I had to wait for tests to come back before they gave me anything. Glad to see Americans suffer just as much as Canadians. Number 21, feminism started with good intentions, but now it's led to men dressing up like women to embrace the matriarchal power. This is the natural conclusion of feminism. Women girl-bossing their way out of existence as men would rather deal with a soulless machine than a heartless woman. Come to think of it, I can't really tell the difference between the two. Feminism is women trying to take power from men, and in the end it's going to lead to men taking all power away from women. Up next, Germany reduced their work week to 4 days, and it worked so well that most companies kept the schedule, and meetings fell by 60%. It goes to show that most meetings are a complete waste of time, unless they're intense brainstorming sessions to boot. Most meetings are there, though, for narcissistic bosses or coworkers to hear themselves talk. But I don't know how true this 4-day work week thing is, because most industries there still have a 5-day work week in Germanistan. Number 23, the Daily Mail reports the police in Britain failed to solve 92% of burglaries. However, they did manage to arrest and convict 100% of people putting up so-called offensive posts on the internet. Also, it only counts as failure if they actually tried to capture those burglars. If the Green Party ever won in the UK, they would probably try and decriminalize burglary as well as shoplifting. Moving on, and speaking of civic failure, Los Angeles is seeing the largest population decline in its history. Why? Don't people like a female mayor and female fire chief? People don't leave the fourth largest economy in America and beautiful mountains and ocean unless it's because of a terrible government and quality of life. It's also probably white flight, as around 50% of Los Angelinos are Latinos. Even the Latins are trying to get away from the Latins. Number 25 on the list, when this woman met her lover in Turkey while wearing makeup, and only showed her true face the day after the wedding. And shocked by the sight, he immediately filed for divorce. But it looks like there's something off about her nose, and it also looks to be a little too large, and there's a 97% probability that this picture is fake. Hopefully the law over there is the same as Canada, where you can annul a wedding in up to 6 months. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.